Perek Mendes, Pasek He, Koy Omar, Hokel Hashem. So says Hokel Hashem. Perek Mendes, Pasek He. The first few psukim discussed the Melech HaMashiach. Okay, that was the beginning of Perek Mendes. Now we're going off a little bit on a tangent. Koyamar Hokel Hashem, so says Hokel Hashem, two different names for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Berei HaShamayim V'no Tehem, the one that has created the heavens and who has spread them out. So the heavens, it's interesting, the Pasuk was describing creation. Wasn't that just Tam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the heavens the way we see them today? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created some form of matter that was the source of the heavens. And that matter was then stretched like a tent. You have cloth, and the cloth is spread out upon pegs, poles, ropes, in order to create some type of environment. Which I guess you talk to a scientist and see what he has to say about this. It's a fascinating thing. Vinotihem, the heavens were created and they were spread out. Rokaho, or etz roka, is a plate. Like we have the expression, the Mishkan, that they beat metal. Metal is beaten to form plates, and the plates are then fastened to various forms as an exterior. So rokah ha'aretz, it's a similar expression to the notehem, but notehem is used in reference to the heavens, and roka is used in reference to the earth, something which has more mass, something which is solid. Hashem has what? The rokia, so the rokia has the same letters. Okay, I don't know. It's a good point. I don't know the answer. There's the firmament, the heaven. Okay, but here in this context, roka aretz HaKadosh Baruch Hu spreads out the earth. The word in this pasuk, the word roka, is used in connection with aretz, and vinotehem is used in connection with shamayim. Obviously, shamayim, the heavens, is something which is intangible, whereas the aretz is earth, which is solid, which is more has mass. So we use roka aretz v'tze'etzo'eha, and all of the things that tze'etzo'eha means its host. Now, what does it mean host in the context of this pasuk? It means all of the grass and plant life, and all of the various objects or things which grow and live upon the earth. No same nishamo la'omoleh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given a nishamo to the people that live upon the earth, to mankind, v'ruach la'ochem ba, and a spirit to those that travel upon the earth. Chazal explained that the word, that with regard to a human being, there is something called a nishamo. We really do not know exactly what these things mean, but the term for the living spirit of a human being is a nishamo, whereas the term that's used to define the living spirit of an animal is called a ruach. An animal obviously does not have the sophistication, the spiritual component of a human being, but it's alive. You can't deny that an animal has senses, wants to eat, has...
You use the expression also for ruach Hashem.
The ruach Hashem, right? We have that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asrei. So there are different elements, different degrees of will. There it's used in the context of the will. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a certain desire. I don't know, these words, it all depends on the context, true. But here, in this pasuk, we are differentiating between human beings and animals. Human beings, we use the word neshama, and a reference to animals, the holchimba, those that travel, holchimba in contrast to the human beings, we use the word ruach. Ruach for animals, and the higher degree of Kiddush called Neshama is given to human beings. Now this pasuk is a very important pasuk, because this pasuk is the source of the bracha of Elokai Neshama. Thank you very much. Okay, did everyone write down their name and address? Thank you very much. This pasuk is a very important... This pasuk... Do you have a pen maybe? This pasuk is the source of the bracha of Elokai Neshama. We serve Elokai, Elokai Neshama Shnasata Bi Tachiri Atav Rasayta Yitzartata Nefachta Bi. We thank Hashem for returning the Neshama, and we conclude Baruch Atah Hashem Machazir Neshamos Lifgarim Meisim. That's really exactly what it says here in this pasuk. No say Neshama La'am Aleha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Neshama to mankind upon who lives upon this earth. Chazal took from this pasuk a hint that they should create a bracha to thank Kadosh Baruch Hu for the giving of the neshama. And this is really quoted in the Medrash Eliyahu Rabba. Let me read just a couple of words of this Medrash. Mikan, from here we learn, Sheyachzor Adam v'yistakel b'masi yadav shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. A person should look at the work of Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'adam uvehim uvehim v'shmayim v'gayam. A person should look at all creatures of this world. Shem Zonos, Kol Echad V'Echad B'Yodo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains all living things. V'Nishmas, Kol Echad V'Echad Misurim B'Yodo. And the neshama, I'm reading from the Medrash, the neshama of every living creature is given into the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'Fichach, Hayisi Oimer. Therefore I say, the Medrash is speaking, Eliyahu Rabba, Chayov Adam Sheyivorech V'Shabach, V'romein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, person as an obligation, thank you very much, to bless and to praise and elevate and to exalt V'gadel V'kadesh, all these different expressions of giving praise, L'shmo Shomi Sh'amar V'choy Ha'ilam Baruch Hu Al Ruach U'nishama Shenoisein Osa L'bal HaPikadon, to concerning the Ruach and the Neshama which he returns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person goes to sleep, he returns his Neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the owner of this Pikadon. Bo'erev Vila Boiker Machazirin Osa Olav. And in the morning, Hashem returns this Neshama to the body. Shenemar Asher. And then he quotes a Pasuk, another two Pesukim, Pasuk in Iyov and a Pasuk in Tehillim, Asher biyodo nefesh kolchoi biyodcha afkid ruchi, that's in Tehillim, but this Medrash also is taken from the Pasuk here, Koyam Arakel, that Kodesh Baruch Hu Mikan, from this Pasuk here, that makes mention that Noisei nishama lo'om oleha, period. Okay, Pasuk Vav. Ani, okay, there's one other important Medrash in that Pasuk Hay, and that refers to the, it's part of a series of psukim, but it's part of a medrash, the chashivos of being buried in Eretz Yisrael. And let me read you a few words, because this pasuk here says that Hashem gives nosei neshama la'om oleha. The medrash, even though the point of the simple interpretation, oleha refers to the earth, the entire world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created human beings, and he put in them a neshama. But the Medrash zooms in and says, word Olech refers specifically to Eretz Yisrael. And when the body is interred, comes to rest in Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revives it with a neshama at the time of Techias HaNesim. So here neshama refers to Nos neshama Techias HaNesim, La'am, to the people Olech living in Eretz Yisrael, which means that Tchias HaNesim will occur in Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? Don't we know that this Tchias HaNesim for all tzaddikim, no matter where they are throughout the entire world? Okay, so they are conflicting midrashim. We really don't know what this means, but according to what I'm about to read you over here, what it means is that the bones will first roll, will first be miraculously transported to Eretz Yisrael. And then when it comes to, it arrives in Oleha, upon the land of Eretz Yisrael, then Hashem will return the neshama, noisein neshama la'om oleha. But again, the bones have to first be transported to Eretz Yisrael. Let me read you the words of the Medrash. Noisein neshama la'om oleha, mikan amar shlokish, al mesei Yisrael, referring to the dead, those that are buried in Eretz Yisrael, kevan, shehin magil le'Eretz Yisrael, when the bones reach. That's why Yaakov Avinu wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. He did not want to go suffer the pain of Gilgul Atzamos. He did not want his bones to roll. What was Yaakov worried about? He'll come back to life in Egypt, and he'll get on a plane, and he'll be transported to Eretz Yisrael. No, that's not the way it's going to work. The way it's going to work is the bones will first be transported to Eretz Yisrael. How? Through some type of tunnels and caves or some miracle, it will have to roll all the way from Chutz Li'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, and then it will come back to life. That, we don't know what this means, involves pain for the neshama. So if a person is buried in Eretz Yisrael, he does not have to suffer that pain. Shekevan shemagin li Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu noisim on neshama. Maisim Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar, show you malachim b'pilei, from the Medrash, they were traveling b'pilei in a valley, michutz l'tzeria, rohu aron shalmei shabam michutz l'yaretz li'kavah b'yaretz, they saw an aron, they saw the body of the casket, the coffin of someone who died outside Eretz Yisrael, was arriving for burial in Eretz Yisrael. So he was not happy with this. Omar le Rabbi Eliezer. So he said to Rabbi Eliezer, I don't like this. A dead body is contaminated. It's tameh. It's bad enough a person dies in Eretz Yisrael. They're buried in Eretz Yisrael. But to take dead bodies from Chutz Li'aretz and to bring them to Eretz Yisrael to contaminate the land with dead bodies, people that have died outside Eretz Yisrael, ma hoyl zeh? What's the purpose of this? Sheyatze son nishmaso b'chutz li'aretz. The neshama left the body outside of Eretz Yisrael, and now v'olikala b'Eretz Yisrael. Ani koriolav. He even applied a pasuk. Rebbe said it's not proper. V'nachalosi samtem l'toyeva. Incredible. That was his reaction. That was Rebbe's original reaction. You have made my inheritance into an abomination. My land is a holy land. A mace is avi avos hatoma. By taking the dead from Chutz Yaretz and burying them in Eretz Yisrael, you are contaminating my land. You're making my land into an abomination. You've already made an abomination when I'm alive. Now you're making an abomination. The pasuk goes on to explain the steam that you've made my land into an abomination when you were alive, and you wanted in death. You wanted to make it even worse by burying the dead there. So he told Omar Lo. So Rabbi Eliezer responded, "You're making a big mistake. That's not the way you're supposed to look at this." Kevan shehu nikbar bi'eretz Yisrael, Hakadosh Baruch Hu mechaper loy. No, that's what Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants. He would prefer that the body be returned, and when the body is returned to Eretz Yisrael, that will serve as an atonement. Chsiv v'chiper admoso amo. It's a kapara being buried in Eretz Yisrael to some degree. We do not know what this means. Serves as an atonement, and built upon that is the pasuk over here, which really is the focus of this medrash. Is, and when the neshama will return, Eretz Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu will return the neshama, noisein neshama, la'om aleha, the neshama will be restored to the body. Okay, now we go pasuk zvav, ani Hashem. Obviously, Rebbe accepted. Obviously, this the minig is the v'chosho of today to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, of course, within reason. There are many gedolim that were not very excited. That today people go to great expense to transfer body to Eretz Yisrael. Is it proper? Is it not proper? Obviously, the chiper admoso amo is a very great thing, and the Gilgal atzamos we learn from Yaakov Avinu. But is that for every single person to do? Especially when it comes at great expense, the family doesn't have the money. I don't know. There are different opinions. There's different range of opinions of how far one is mechuyif to go, how far one should go in seeking kvura in Eretz Yisrael. Ani Hashem pasuk v'ani Hashemayim Hashem b'kirasicha b'tzedek. Now here we are returning back to the theme of the first four psukim in the perek, Melech HaMashiach. The first four psukim describe the humility of Melech HaMashiach and describe his soft spoken nature. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu describes that I have created the world. I have given life to man. I have given life to all the creatures of the world, and I have also selected one individual to lead and guide this world as my representative, namely Melech HaMashiach. Ani Hashem kirasicha. I have called to you Melech HaMashiach b'tzedek, in righteousness. Now b'tzedek here, b'tzedek. We'll see the mitzudos b'tzedek. Al Mashiach Yoimar, Moshe Karasi B'Shemchom, Al Yidei HaNeviim, Hu B'Tzedek V'Dover HaMeskayim. This that I have selected you, this individual, who we do not know who he is, who are referring to the Melech HaMashiach, it is a good choice. It is Tzedek. He is the right person for the job. It will endure. Because if a leader is not the right leader, it's not going to have a kiyum. But this individual will be a perfect fit for his role, and therefore it will endure. And that's what the word tzedek here in this context means. It is good. It is correct. He's the right person. You know, many times we have you have a situation where there's an opening for a job, and there are many candidates, and some candidates have they're overqualified. I mean, they have credentials, they have multiple degrees, but they're just not the right person for the job. There is someone else who may not have all of the credentials. He has enough credentials, he has enough experience, he has the right degrees. He doesn't have Harvard, MIT, Yale. He has a degree from a local college, whatever it is. But that person is the right person. He knows the people, he has the background, he's the right person. That's what it says to about Melech HaMashiach. He is the right person for the job, besides the fact that he also has all the qualifications. He's the tzedek. Ve'achzek biyodech, what?
More degrees than a thermometer.
Ve'achzek biyodecha. Hashem says to HaMelech HaMashiach, I will hold your hand. It's a beautiful expression. How do you help a person? You take them by the hand. Ve'etzorcha, I will fortify you. Etzorcha means shmira. I will guard you. The etenchu also can mean strengthen. Okay, but here it means, according to the mezuzah, means to guard you. The etencha levris om leor goyim. I will make you as I will give you power to establish my treaty to the people of the world. Let's see in the mezuzah's pasuk. Mezuzah's the etencha levris olam of resam etin akoyach biyotcha. I'll put power in your hand. Lehosiv ami lebrisi. I will give you power in order to influence my nation, Klal Yisrael, to observe my bris. What is the bris of Hashem? It is lekayem haTorah veHaMitzvos. Laor goyim. What else? Lehoher enei haGoyim kulam lodash Hashem hu Elokim. And by doing so, this will enlighten the eyes of the nations of the world to see that Hashem is the God of the entire world. So this pasuk is a fascinating pasuk because it tells us exactly the role of Melech HaMashiach. A dual role. Number one, Ve'etencha Livris Om. Om here refers to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, the Melech HaMashiach will influence Klal Yisrael to observe, to be Shomer Torah U'mitzos in a proper way. And then, what's step two? And then that will have a trickle-down effect, Lo'or Goyim, to the light of the nations of the world. They will learn from Klal Yisrael to be influenced and to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also to serve Hashem in their way. In their way means the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, or perhaps more, maybe some of them will actually want to join Klal Yisrael. We know that it's not so simple because in time of Mashiach, there's a machlokes the Gemara if Klal Yisrael will accept members from the nations of the world. But at least in what they are capable of doing at that time, that will occur due to the role of Mashiach in this trickle down effect of first influencing Bnei Yisrael. Pasuk Zayin. What else will he do? Now we just elaborate. He will do his lifkoyach einayim ivros. He will open up blind eyes. Now it doesn't mean literally that they'll go, you know, I'm sure you've seen that. I was a little kid, so and so this movie about, you know, I want to tell you what I saw. So Melech HaMashiach, and he brought the blind, and he put his staff, and all of a sudden he can see, and there's probably some old black and white movie. So they took that scene right out of this pasuk here, and right out of this pasuk in Yeshaya, lifkoyach einayim ivros, to give vision to the blind. But I don't think that's really what the pasuk means. It means more to enlighten people, to see the light, to the eye of the seichel, to observe the mitzvahs of Hashem, to recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu exists, lohaytzi mimasker asir, to release from prison the prisoner, to release from jail the prison. This means people who are trapped within their own limitations. Can't person who has they're addicted or they're obsessed with certain things which prevent them from serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will release them. He will save them from themselves. Mibes kela, from those that are in a kela, is a dungeon. Yosh ve'choshech, those that sit in darkness, those that do not even realize, there are people that don't even realize don't know the mitzvahs. They don't even know they're Jewish. They don't know they're Jewish. They're living in the dark. They don't know of the beauty of Yadus, and this is what Melech HaMashiach will accomplish. Pasuk Ches, Ani Hashem, Hu Shmi, I am Hashem, that is my name. Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei refers to Midah of Rachamim, that is my name. I am a God of mercy. Uchvodi Liachel Lo Etein, I will not allow my honor to be transferred to another. U-Silasi, you have to hear the word Lo. And lo sihilasi lapisilim, I will not allow my splendor to be given to gods. I will not tolerate, at this point in time, Moshe HaMashiach, I will no longer tolerate the worship of idols. Rav Schwabi, he says something which is fascinating. He says that if you study Tanakh, you study Chazal, you don't see anywhere HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish the world for Avodah Zarah. The Mabel, it was Gezel. There were tkufas when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished all for Arayos. Gezel, Arayos, all different types of sins that got out of hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put an end by bringing punishment. But Avodah Zarah alone, in and of itself, Avodah Zarah, where the world is worshipping idols and ignoring the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we don't find alone as a reason in and of itself to bring punishment to the world. However, at the time of Mashiach, that's what these psukim now are going to illustrate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will now punish the world or take revenge for the denial of the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is in essence for the worship of idols. Here now, HaRishayna is Hinei Bo. Now Yishai is going back to what he mentioned in the previous parak, that the prophecies that I have told you in the past have come true. I have told you. Yishai here refers to different things that he predicted about Sancheirav. Similarly, this took place after the fall of Sancheirav. And many prophecies that Yishai is in the war for 86 years. After the fall of Chizkiyahu, he only had 15 years left to go. There were 15 years left, and Chizkiyahu lived for another 15 years, and Yishai died at the same time when Chizkiyahu died. So, there were 15 years left of his 86 years of prophecy. Obviously, many things that he predicted have come true. Harishainois, the first prophecies, Hinei Vahu, they have come true. V'chadoshos ani magid, and I'll tell you more things. I'm not afraid to tell you. I'll tell you what's going to happen in 200 years from now. I'll tell you what's going to happen in 1,000 years from now. B'term titzmachna shmi eschem, before it sprouts, these things develop, I will make it known to you. Okay, that concludes this section. Then we go to a new section. Shir Lashem Shir Chadash. Time of Mashiach, Yishai is giving instructions. I want you to sing to Kadosh Baruch Hu a new song. And the new song here they're referring to refers to the song that will be sung in the time of Mashiach. And the Chazal is a medrash. There are numerous Mar Chazal that discuss this idea that there are two different types of song. There's a song Lashon Nekeva, and there's a song that's Lashon Zachar. Lashon Nekeva refers to a song that happens in the world as we know it. Why is it always Lashon Nekeva Shira? Just like a female when she gives birth to a child, it's a great time of joy, the simcha of having a child, but that came at great pain. It was chev tsar, chev leleda. There was great suffering which accompanied the birth of a child. This joy is only temporary because a woman plans to have more children. And with more children, each additional child is going to be more chev leleda, more tsar chev leleda. So it's like a female. There is tsar, and there is joy. Now that we have reached a point in time where the tsar has come to an end, which has been come with joy, but it's not over. It's not over. There are more children yet to come. There's going to be more tsar. But a zohar does not have that experience. So when we contrast the male with the female, and we talk about simcha, the simcha of a, that's expressed with the word shir, not shira, refers to the ultimate joy in which there is no pain that follows. And that's referring to time Mashiach, where we experience the ultimate joy without any more galus, without any more tsar, any more pain from our enemies. Shir Lashem Shir Chadash. Shir Lashon Zachar, not Lashon Nekeva. Tilaso is praised Mikseh Aretz, from the ends of the earth. Yerde Hayam, the song will come forth from the ends of the earth, from those that go down to the sea. Umiloho, and its fullness, all of the creatures, all of the different islands and lands that fill up the sea of the world. Iyim, the islands, the Yoshvehem, and the inhabitants, those that live upon these islands and areas of land that spread throughout the entire world. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Yisu Midbar V'Araf, let the desert lift up its voice. Yisu literally means to lift up. Here it means raise your voice in song. V'Araf and its cities, Chatzeirim, the deserts. The courtyards, Chatzeirim, the courtyards, Teshev Kedar, the dwellers of Kedar. Now, Kedar are people that live in the desert. Kedar literally refers to a nation. They were people, they were some type of tribes, ancient people that did not live in cities. They were perpetual refugees. I don't know if they were refugees, but they lived in tents.
Nomads.
That's so it refers specifically to a nation. However, sometimes what Kedar is borrowed, just like this nation, that was their essence. They refused to live in cities. They wanted to live in tents in the desert. Any person that finds himself in that situation, even if it's not his long-term plan, it's called Teshev Kedar. So it became a borrowed term to refer to people that are temporarily refugees. But it comes from the nation of Kedar who lived in such a fashion. Yoronu Yoshei said, let the people who live on rocks. There are people who live on rocks. I'm not exactly familiar with all these different types of societies. Who live, let them sing. Meirosh Har Mitzvah, from the tops of mountains, let them cry out. Yosimu Lashem Kavod, let them apply, let them set. Let them ascribe to Hashem honor. Usilaso bo'im yagidu, let them declare, let them make it known among the islands the praise of Hashem. Pasuk Gimel, Hashem kagibor yetzah, Hashem will come out at this point of a kagibor, like a mighty warrior. Kiish milchamos yoir kina, he will awaken his jealousy. This refers to a time of revenge. Hashem will no longer tolerate the insult of his nation, and will no longer tolerate the denial of his existence. Kina, Naika, Hashem is Naikim, Kina, Naikim, Nikmas, there's something, there's jealousy, there is revenge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will awaken, and until this point, the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu was quiet, he was silent, it's as if he's not jealous, he's not interested in the punishing those that deny his existence, but now it's going to end. Hashem will awaken himself. Kina Yoria, Hashem will shout. Af Yatsriach. Yatsriach is a louder, more volume. To turn up the volume of shouting. Al Oivav Yiskabar, and upon his enemies he will prevail. Hashem says, this is a very powerful pasuk. Hecheshesi me Olam. From Olam means from time immemorial. Since the time I created the world, there have been people, there have been nations, there have been cultures which have denied my existence. What was my response? Nothing. Quiet. Silence. I let it go. I did not step up. Hecheshes. Hecheshes means to be quiet. Me'olam, from time immemorial. Acharish, I made myself deaf. These are two different words. Two different words which mean the same exact thing. Hecheshesi means shesika, and acharish means eshtok. Same, two different words which mean the same thing, the poetic repetition. Esapok. Esapok means I held back. I held myself back. I was upset. I felt pain, kaviyachol. But I decided, you know what, let it go. However, but now, at the time of Mashiach, no more. Kayoleido efe. I will now scream like a woman in labor. There's only that much you can take. You know, human beings, many times we find ourselves victims of insult. So what's a typical situation a person has in their life? Person, you know, you have friends or associates, and you know, they're not nice, and they insult you, a little insult here, and you say, what should I do? Should I respond? Should I tell the person, quiet? You say to yourself, it's not kedai. It's just not worth worth the bad feeling I'm going to create in making an issue over a little insult here, a little insult there. Because in the big picture of things, it's just not worth it. And you let this go on for 3 weeks, turns into months, turns into years, and then suddenly comes a point in time where enough is enough. At kan, how much can you take already? And then it all comes out. The straw that breaks the camel's back. And the little insult, you pour out all the bad feeling, all of your complaints for all the way back from time immemorial. And that's exactly what it says over here. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I created the world, I created societies, I created human beings, and look what they do. They ignore my existence. They worship idols. They insult me. No, it's not kedai at this point in time to destroy the world, to punish them. I let it go. But then when Mashiach comes, Hashem says, Atkan. Now is the time that I'm going to give it to them for all of the sins from all the way back. And that...
We've heard before in Yeshayah, all the nations,
Hashem destroys them. Right, so those...
So how do we explain that?
That's where Rav Schwab comes in to explain. He says an idea. His idea is that all those punishments that we find for all the nations of the world throughout history were punishments not for the denial of Hashem's existence. Those were punishments for sins committed against man. They harm Klal Yisrael. Bavel, they tortured Klal Yisrael. They sinned against themselves. They were guilty of Gezel. They were guilty of Agil Arayas, Shlichas Tamim. They tortured Klal Yisrael. The punishments that the nations of the world received throughout history were punishments for sins that were not, it wasn't, the focus of punishment was not for the denial of Hashem's existence. Now it's true, it's all related. Because if you acknowledge Hashem's existence, so therefore you have to follow His rules. You know how to steal. You know how to be involved in all of these things which are against Hashem's will. But that wasn't the focus. The focus was Hashem says, you don't want to acknowledge my existence, you want to deny my existence, fine. But just have some common sense. Don't steal. Don't torture people. What is your business to go destroy someone's Klal Yisrael? What do they have a Beis HaMikdash? What are you bothering them? What's your business? So those punishments were for other things. Now is a time where Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to focus, going to zoom in specifically on the chait of Avodah Zarah. So here it says, at this point in time, it's a powerful pasuk. This is a very powerful pasuk to remember. Pasuk Gidal, Hechasheisi Me'olam. I was quiet from time immemorial. Achadish, I was silent. Esapok, I held myself back. I held myself back for 6,000 years, for nearly 6,000 years. No more. Now it's all going to come out. And it's not going to come out just, I'm not going to just give a clap on the table and give a little scream. I'm going to scream like you never heard before. I will scream like a woman in labor. A woman in labor, it's not pleasant. The noises are loud. Eshom means destruction. Shemama, the eshaf. Eshaf means to swallow. I'll swallow yachad, everything. Yachad means together. In this context, it means completely. I'll completely obliterate the enemy, those that deny my existence at this point in time. One short little idea that. I just saw this in the Chassid Shasef that there was a woman in labor. The Chassid went to his Rebbe, Rav Naftali Merapshitz. Familiar with him, Rav Naftali Merapshitz? He went to his Rebbe, and he told him to say. Well, the Rebbe, told him so his wife was in the sakana. So he said he knew it was obviously a bucky muflug in Tanakh, and he said this pasuk. He said. Efe, he says, is Rosh Teva is of not in order, but Ata Hokel Oisei Pela. You Hashem should do for this woman a Pela, a wonder, and save her from, obviously in those days before modern medicine, every time a woman went into labor, it was pikuach nefesh. And so therefore, kayoleda, like a woman, Ephra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should savor atoh hokel, oseh pela, do for a miracle. And that was his tefillah on behalf of this woman. So listen, you take over your pasuk, very common, you take a pasuk which is something which is horrible. The Peshuta Shel Mikra is describing an incredible churban that's going to happen to this world at the time of Mashiach against those people who have denied HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is finally going to let it all out. He's going to let out all of the frustration, all of the tsar that he held in all of the whole history. And here he's in Hapechid as a tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this woman is suffering in labor. Who knows if she'll live through the labor, something went wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do for her a pella, a wonder, and save her life. Okay, we'll stop here.